Peterson steps in after six triples. At what point, Rudy, do you start to really feel it? After the first one, second one, third one? Which one do you think makes it, you know, hey, I'm not going to miss for a while?
Usually after I make the second one. The first one's just kind of there, and once you make the second one, you kind of figure out what's going on.
So are you still Rizzo's little brother?
No.
Well, tell me what you guys, you just heard Braden talk about the motivating factor tonight. What did you think coming into the game?
Well, we were pretty disappointed and almost like embarrassed after the first time because they beat us by 18. We just want to come out and prove ourselves.
Okay, now, when Reese and Brad are drawing the kind of defense that they are, when you saw what the 1-3-1 was doing, how did that make your game plan for you to get open and to knock down some shots?
Well, usually when they play 1-3-1, there's a lot of open looks, and I figured if I can make some shots, get them out of it, then Brad can score.
And that's what happened. Now, what was the message from Quiggs at halftime? What did he want you guys to do differently in that second half?
Just make sure if we get a lead. Well, he wanted us to get a lead first, and then which we did easily right off the start. But then once we got the lead, don't take dumb shots and keep the lead.
Yeah, and boy, Reese made some plays, didn't he?
Yeah, he had some fouls, so he had to be careful. But once he started attacking the rim, he made some plays. And then Brad got hot at the, I think it was the beginning of the fourth.
Yeah. He put him away, didn't he?
Yeah, he got scored almost every time.
Yeah. Now, you know, the play that was the best play, and it didn't even work for us, when Reese saved that one on the baseline down there.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe he did that? And you almost were able to.
Oh, yeah. Then I came to half court, and I threw it back, but I guess my foot was on the line.
It was on the line, but that was so close.
Oh, yeah.
Almost saved it. Okay, Rudy, I'll let you say hi to whoever you want to listening, man.
My grandparents, all my aunts and uncles, my parents, my brother, and then Matt Argel and his friend DJ that came out and watched the game.
And the guys down on this, you guys got to realize listening, Rudy has done a great job not being distracted by these Gladstone students down there who are really messing with them right now, looking up in the glass here in Escanaba.
Yeah, they're pretty annoying.
What are they? They want you to mess up, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You can go down there and tell them, stuck it in your eye, didn't mess up once. Here's your free appetizer from Hudson's. Great job, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Rudy Peterson, them kids were relentless, making faces at him and smiling at him, trying to get him.